And they say, "These animals and crops are forbidden. No one may eat from them except whom we will," by their claim. And there are those camels whose backs are forbidden by them, and those upon which the name of Allah is not mentioned. All of this is an invention of untruth about Him. He will punish them for what they were inventing. And they say, "What is in the bellies of these animals is exclusively for our males and forbidden to our females. But if it is born dead, then all of them have shares therein." He will punish them for their description. Indeed, He is wise and knowing. Those will have lost who killed their children in foolishness without knowledge and prohibited what Allah had provided for them, inventing untruth about Allah. They have gone astray and were not rightly guided. And He it is who causes gardens to grow, both trellised and untrellised, and palm trees and crops of different kinds of food, and olives and pomegranates, similar and dissimilar. Eat of each of its fruit when it yields, and give its due zakah on the day of its harvest. And be not excessive. Indeed, He does not like those who commit excess. And of the grazing livestock are carriers of burdens, and those too small. Eat of what Allah has provided for you, and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy.